welcome to Julianne Radio, and you are listening to Porn Star Life Coach. I'm your host, Phoenix Marie, and today in the Julianne Laboratories, I have two sexy, gorgeous ladies that love girls with me. The first being
Kendall Carson.
And the second,
Aiden Ashley.
And over in the corner, because it's a girl-girl only show today, we have Richard Avery with a gag in his mouth.
No. I like girls, too.
We have to keep it.
I'm more lesbian than you girls.
I highly doubt that.
Aiden, I'm going to say I probably am definitely going to doubt.
I have had more pussy than you girls, so ha ha ha.
That's because you're older. You can't count that. Okay, if we do it like, you know, you...
Per capita per year?
Yeah, per capita per year, then I might have a running with you. But it's not really fair that you're old.
I know, exactly. I'm sorry. It's true. I got a decade...
Feisty, I like it.
I got a decade or two on you.
Yeah, I mean, come on, that's cheating.
I know, okay.
So today's first discussion about girls is going to be wifeys. Everyone's got one in the room, from my understanding.
Yes.
Kendall, who's your wifey?
Adriana Chichik.
And how long have you guys been wifeys? What made her your wifey?
Probably for about a month now. And I took her out in New York for dinner one night and out to the club. And then I brought her back to my friend's place and fucked the shit out of her. She's been my wifey ever since.
That's a pretty recent wifey.
Yeah.
It's the honeymoon phase.
A lot
phase.
Of fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It hasn't worn out yet.
You haven't been through the bullshit yet.
No. But we're both pretty, like, you know, down to earth and, like, mellow about stuff. So I don't foresee that being a big issue.
Have you ever had another wifey prior to her?
Yeah. I used to be wifeys with Emily Addison.
Okay.
How long did that last?
That was a lot longer. That was, like, a good year-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a cool chick as well. No, I already know who your wife is, but go ahead, Aiden.
I think everyone here does.
Yes.
Lexi Bell.
And what? Yes. How long have you guys been wifeys, and what was the first thing you noticed about her?
I'm like rolling my eyes right now. This is like the old married phase now. Kendall's in the honeymoon phase. Exactly.
You're like the old married couple now.
We just celebrated our fourth New Year's Eve kiss together.
Aww.
So we've been together about 4 years now.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And what was the, was it a scene that brought you guys together or what?
No, actually what happened was I got in the industry and I was signed to her agent at the time. And unbeknownst to me, apparently she got a crush on me, like just seeing me on the website and this and that, because I was the new awkward girl of the agency that didn't make any sense there. And so she actually contacted our agent and hired me for a scene for her website. I showed up to the scene, which happened to be the address was her house. I showed up.
Well played, Lexi.
Yeah, well played, right? It's 9 a.m.
She's Lexi's sitting
on,
smart.
She's sitting on the couch in her pajamas smoking weed and watching cartoons. And I walk in with like my suitcase and I'm like all professional about it. And I'm like, hey, I'm here for my scene. She's like, oh, you want to watch cartoons with me? Let's watch South Park. Oh, want some weed? So then we start smoking. A couple hours goes by. I'm like, are we shooting a scene? Is there even a camera in here?
Is this a call?
Is there a camera?
For a private.
And then like, I'm like texting my agent being like, I think Lexi Bell just wants to smoke weed with me. So then like we like hung out for a couple hours. We ended up doing like this like random scene. Like she dressed me up in like rainbow color rave gear.
I so remember
she
all
put
that.
A fucking flower on my head. We ended up like having sex for 2 seconds and then she looks at me and she's like, hold on a sec, I'll be right back. She goes to the bank and pulls cash out and like pays me like a straight up hooker.
Wow.
Pays me with cash and was like, all right, I'll see you in a couple days. And
that's
we were
awesome.
Best friends ever since.
That is so awesome.
Did you feel used?
A little bit. I think Lexi Bell hired me to be her personal hooker and that's how we became girlfriends.
Tonight's girlfriend, but the real tonight's girlfriend.
Unbeknownst to me, though. Like,
hey, that's a good idea for a website. Yeah. Oh, yeah, girls hiring exactly. Girls.
It straight up happened. Hey. It's true.
Moneymaker.
Wow. So, and you guys have been together ever since.
Yeah, ever since. We started raving after that.
Let's reminisce about the scene we did.
Her birthday scene?
No, the one we did at the Mondrian. Would it... Tried to be a scene.
Oh my god! Oh, we do that all the time. Okay,
we tried to do a scene. I tried to do a scene. It was for Lexi's shoot for a J girl, mm-hmm. And I got Aiden, come on over and have fun with Lexi. And this, if you watch the video, it's she was going. She was trying to have sex with Lexi, and it turned into more of a wrestling match, of like UFC.
When Lexi gets a little tipsy and likes to try to show me up. Not show me up, but she likes to assert her dominance.
Yeah.
But she's a little bit tipsy and she's a little bit off balance. So while she's trying to assert her dominance, she's falling over on
you. She's trying to sit on you, like, I'm going to get you.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was
so, like, the entire scene, we're like wrestling this entire time. But this happens a lot. Like, we actually got, we had to do an appearance in Florida once together and we ended up getting in a fight at the strip club with each other and then trashed a hotel room, fought, ended up having this huge, like, fight. She broke a lamp over my head, and then we woke up in the next morning, like, loved each other. Her and I, like, wrestle a
lot. She gets really angry
when she also isn't winning. So I wake up with bite marks and bruises. Oh my god!
If you don't know Lexi, unless you've been bit.
Oh yeah. No. Oh yeah. More than once.
I have the mark of the beast on me.
Where's your New Year's bite?
Let's see these. My ass. My ass is, there's quite a few bruises on my ass.
That's hot. Yeah.
So who's your wifey? I'll ask.
Okay, my wifey is Angela White. She's Australian. She is amazing. I have been with her kind of for the last 2 years, basically. And
you only see her when you go down there, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, you go down under.
Go down under.
Literally, yeah.
And before that, like Sophie D, Kelly Devine.
You had them lined up.
I like Sophie D.
Yeah, like
who doesn't love Sophie D?
I mean, so did I. I went through Andy Sandemus, Ash Hollywood, Alexandra, April O'Neil, Jaden Cole. Those were all my wifeys at one point.
Yeah.
But Lexi was always the number one.
See, that's sexy. I think Kelly Devine will always be like the one wifey that I've just, because like we've been through literally shit together. Yeah. So it's like one of those things of like, you know, you have your bond, but then there's that one where it's like they just stand out.
Yeah, that's how she is. Because we're yin and yang.
So I got a question for you ladies, and I have to step in here again. I want each of you to describe what is a wifey. How do you define a wifey as opposed to some girl or to some friend or some... What do you think of what makes a wifey a wifey?
I don't know. It's like someone who's like your other half. You spend all your time with them or you have like super intimate moments with them.
It's not
like,
somebody just puts up with your shit?
No. Okay. Like for me, like I've never been attracted to a girl like I am to Adriana. Like I've never had that type of connection with a girl before. So it's really neat. Okay. And I put a ring on her finger, so.
Okay.
A ring pop on live radio.
Well, that's a start. Yes. How do you define a wifey?
For me, it's about just being able to be 100% yourself. There's no fake, like, oh, I'm Phoenix Murray turned on all the time and all the fucking bullshit that comes along with it. It's like, I'm going to be me. I'm just simple, sweet, just chill.
Take the good, the bad, and the ugly.
How do you define it?
It's, kind of the same way. Just chilling, hanging out. She's my number one girl. I would love her more than anything, but also I want to fucking kill her. So it's actually having a relationship. And I
BFF?
Think we are
Is it BFF?
We actually did get married in Vegas once.
Is it BFF?
Yeah, it's best friend forever.
It's best friend, but also like...
Not forever, though.
But Lexi BFNF. And I are more.
Yes, exactly.
Because I have my best friends. I have like a best friend, but like Lexi doesn't really... go into that. She literally is my relationship because I want to kill her half the time, but half the time she's my best friend. But then I lie to her half the time about things I don't want to tell her and I cheat on her. It's like totally like having a boyfriend.
I love it.
A boyfriend with tits.
A boyfriend with better tits.
Exactly.
And a vagina.
And a golden butthole.
Is sex with a wifey important?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, like, I like a girl who is very, like, playful and adventurous and fun. So, like, I love to have threesomes, too, or, like, bring other girls or guys in the
relationship. Sounds like you want a puppy more than a wifey.
Yeah. I'm just like looking up like the puppy would do nothing for me, but you know, like I like someone who can be on my level and just like roll with the punches and be spontaneous and have fun and not have to worry about them being a prude and not wanting to do something, you know. Right.
Or more so someone you trust that you can go and share a relationship with openly and like take her. Like you said, sometimes you're just like, Lexi, I'm sorry, but I may have done something without you, but I love you more.
It's like I definitely break Lexi out of her shell a lot of times and she definitely holds me back down to this earth because I go a little crazy and she pulls me back and then she gets a little introverted and I open her up.
See, that's perfect.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally.
You're like, you know what you want to do. You want to come play over here in this house right now.
Have you girls ever had three ways with your wifey?
Yes.
With a guy?
No. Yes.
No. Look at her. No. No.
No.
She's like, backs up, like, no, no, no.
No, no.
Would you?
Well, Lexi will not watch me fuck a guy. She says that she cannot see me. Really, she can't see me have sex with a guy. She does. She cannot picture a penis being with me. The couple boy girl scenes I have done in the industry, she freaked out about. Yeah. She can't even watch them. She can't even look at.
I think she like, just denies they exist.
She denies the existence of penis in my life. So, wow. Yeah, she completely denies it. So she thinks that it would be really weird to see me with a penis, and that she would giggle the whole time and like watch me and make sure that I can like touch it. So like, yeah. Lexi and I haven't. She literally thinks that I don't touch penis. And any guy that comes into my life that happens to have a penis, Lexi completely like pretends they don't exist.
Right. I was like, just saying, like, no. Lexi has an issue about the penis.
Yeah, there's a penis envy. There's a penis envy in our relationship.
She's like, I have a big strap on. Don't you dare do that. And you're
no,
like,
no, she does. Yeah, she was the only girl that's ever fucked me with a strap on camera too.
Really?
Yeah, she paid me for that too. I showed up to a scene and the director was like laughing. He's like, you know, the scene's called It's Her Fantasy, Lexi Bell Edition. And I was like, fuck!
I know what she's gonna do to me.
And like, she made me dress in pink and fuck me with a strap on. I was like, great, thanks, Lexi. I love you.
Red lips? No, let's put bubble gum in
no,
your
that's
like...
what she did. She wore red lips. She did black eyeliner. She wore my clothes and made me dress in pink fucking bows and fucking with a strap on.
Wow. I have to Google that later. I'm not gonna lie.
It was Evil Bell versus Aiden, like... Yeah, Evil Belle versus Aiden Lexi or something.
That's
but you were talking about threesomes like with guys, and I think it's really fun.
Well, I've had a couple of threesomes with other girls.
Yeah.
Like Samantha Bentley, her and
I. Think it's hot. Like, let's not for talk me, about that. If I'm
and
like
L. Alexandra, her really and I have had a girl, threesome.
I want to watch her get fucked by a guy because I think it's hot and like I want to give her as much pleasure as possible. Like, I'm a giver, so like it turns me on to see her get pleasure. So like 2 nights ago, I just did this actually with Adriana where like she ended up having to tap out because we kept pleasuring her and tag teaming on her so much that
wait, there's a guy involved?
Yeah.
It was a unicorn.
It was a unicorn.
She knows, like, Aiden, she knows what a unicorn is.
Yeah, for me, like there's nothing hotter than a girl like coming in my mouth like while I'm going down on her. Like, I love like just licking up a girl's juices because like they're
that's
so
hotter than
on.
That's hotter than a shopping spree at Barney's.
Yeah, I was actually more crazy enough as it is. I was more into her during the threesome than I was the guy.
Right.
Like, and I've had other threesomes with this guy before too, but like for me, just seeing her so turned on.
Your boyfriend?
Huh? No. Huh? Somebody in the industry, but because they were so like, you know, she was so turned on by it, like it just for me was amazing. Like, I could have cared less about the cock that night, which is so rare for me because I'm a cum slut, but no, like just because you know, she was having so much fun, it was I didn't even need that.
I love making girls
I just
cum.
Wanted her pussy.
I love making them happy.
So I've heard.
Hey, I got videos to prove it though.
I've seen pictures.
Exactly. You know, you've been in them. You forget.
I've seen that question mark and exclamation point somewhere or another.
And exactly. One hole. Or another. This girl, that girl. Yeah.
Or the mall.
All the mall.
Yeah, what about you, Phoenix? You said that you've had threesomes with your wifeies, with other men.
All on set though, unfortunately.
Oh. Not on set.
It's so much better in your personal life.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I ruined one guy I had a threesome with though. That sucked.
How?
He was fun, and then we started having threesomes, and now he's boring, doesn't have a penis anymore, basically, and is like monogamous and like whatever. He's ruined.
Oh, yeah, no, monogamy's overrated.
Do you guys think that in your like wife relationships that like obviously, if you have your wifey, we're doing like threesomes with different guys or girls, depending on our moods. Mm-hmm. Is that an open relationship or is it still like you're just bringing in a new toy?
It's a new toy because she's still my number one.
I just don't talk about it.
So basically, it's like to me now, I'm thinking wifey is
I'm just a horrible person.
I'm just trying to get the ultimate description of wifey. And I'm thinking right now, wifey is like a best friend
willing to fuck
with benefits.
But that you love more than the other best friends. Because my wifey, like,
it's a love-hate relationship?
See, like,
you love
I
to hate
fuck
or hate
other
to
girls. Right. Like, I do. And, we know like, that. I have my threesomes with my other girls, and they're kind of like my play toys, and they're like, whatever. But, like, Lexi's, like, on
number
this
one.
Weird pedestal, like,
she's
thing
one.
For me. Yeah. It's like, if she calls and I have, like, a threesome with someone else, then, like, fuck that threesome. I'm going to go to a movie with Lexi.
Right.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I think it is. Well, you guys all have heard about our little YV tells. You guys are listening to Porn Star Life Coast on the Julianne Radio Universe. And thank you very much, Miss Kendall Carson. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Kendall Carson XO. That's KendallKarsonXO, like hugs and kisses.
And Miss Aiden Ashley?
You can find me at epilaiden.com or twitter.com/AidenAshley.
And I'm Phoenix Marie, P. Marizzle on the Twitter and wherever in the Julianne universe Mr. Avery's put us. Thank you guys for tuning in.